Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratore, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, every game that you have played so far this year has been a one-goal game down the stretch. How much better is the execution of your team now than it was in, say, week one or week two?
Oh, it all depends. I think a lot of it, Schulze, depends on the complexion of the game, too, how well we're playing in that particular game, how well our execution is in that particular game. And sometimes I think it's all about who you're playing. And I think sometimes, again, if it's a team that is difficult to play against, the execution can be sometimes very difficult. But I think as much as we played in one-goal games, it's becoming second nature to us, whether we're up by a goal or down by a goal. And I've actually liked how we've been overall when we've been up a goal. I think we've been pretty good the last 5, 6, 7 minutes of the game. But there's still it's crazy, Schulze. It doesn't matter if you're up or down. There's always going to be dicey moments, and you can try to clamp it down if you're up by a goal, and you can try to attack like heck if you're down by a goal. But it gets dicey both ways, and that's the beauty of our sport.
How do your expectations for how your team executes change from week one to week four?
Well, you want continued improvement, Schulze. There's no question about that, and that's done by a lot of it's done by just by video, and we do a lot on video. And we the last couple weekends, I can tell you when we've been up a goal, we've actually broke down it with the last 7, 8 minutes of the third period, and just went over key parts of those last 7, 8, 9 minutes. And there's always, like I said, there's stretches during those. Those 7 or 8 or 9 minutes that we're executing very well with making them play 200 feet. We're actually doing a good job staying above pucks, creating scoring chances. Because you still want to keep your foot on the gas. You still want to score. But you also got to be smart defensively. And that's when puck management becomes such a prominent part of how you're playing. So we've been showing a lot of that just to make sure, too, it's guys can just kind of, improve week to week, because these are the situations we're in every week, Schulze.
Through 1 month, where do you say your team is the strongest right now?
That's hard. It's hard to probably be definitive on that one as well, Schulze, because it changes week to week. And sometimes there's certain parts of our game that I think are pretty strong, and then there's certain parts that need some work. And then obviously some of those that need work, because you're emphasizing them in practice and you're emphasizing those in video, become pretty darn good. And there's other parts of your game that might slip. So it's amazing how we talked as a staff today, again, how there's certain parts of your game where you might be pretty strong in the past. There's going to be parts of your games that aren't quite as strong. And some of it is what you're emphasizing probably as a coach. And sometimes you just think that because you were good in a certain area, it's going to carry over to the next year. But it doesn't happen that way. You got to constantly show video. You got to constantly work on certain things in practice. And a lot of times it's just simple reminders.
You bring up a point that I don't know that I've ever thought of. You work on something, say, in October. It gets better as October goes. Middle of November, does it need to get addressed again?
It might have to, and that's the thing. Some things maybe not, because some things are every day. Some things are every day reminders, Schulze. There's certain parts of our game that are everyday reminders, but there's certain parts of our game that just might slip, and we might be just a little off. And that's what I told our team early this week. If I want to analyze the first 8 games, it's again, small margin of error. You mentioned about the one-goal games, and we've had 8 one-goal games. But sometimes we've just been a little off, and it's nothing that I can really, pinpoint, but you're just a little off, and it's nothing to get hyper about. But I just think it's sometimes what you need to do as a coach, you just need to reset, and we need to kind of dial it back a couple steps and go from there.
More with Coach Ceratore when we come back. Our pregame continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratore. Lake State, Tom, has had a lot of roster turnover in the last year. Are they any different of a team?
They're actually pretty – they're really good. And I think what they've done is they've done a great job recruiting, and they've done a great job coaching. I like their team speed. I like what they've done in their early going right now. They're scoring goals. They've got big, strong defensive core. They're getting good goaltending. Like I'm telling you, every part of their game is strong right now, Schulze.
Got the 3 top scorers in the league. Where do they stress a team?
Well, I just think, again, that they got really good team speed. And, some of those scorers, they're experienced guys right now. And they're playing a lot, and they're confident.
They've got great balance. They're scoring a lot of goals and not giving up many. How does that balance equate to their record right now?
Well, it's just that you hit it on the head. I don't think we need to talk about it. That's exactly why the record is what it is. If you can score goals, not give up goals, you're going to win a lot of games.
Your penalty kill right now, 7th in the league. It's always been a mainstay of your program. You mentioned being a little bit off. Is it that far off from being really good?
I don't think it is. I think a lot of our goals we've been giving up are either on the rush or that we've had just a – we've had some episodes in the zone where –